Solomon's conclusion to Ecclesiastes. Set your minds and your hearts on things above and not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, NIV. The book of Ecclesiastes is written by King Solomon, Israel's wealthiest and wisest king. The audience is the people in the kingdom. The purpose is to learn from King Solomon's personal experience that life without God is meaningless. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion on the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, NIV. Solomon's verses made me think of Colossians, and I finally understood the meaning. The book of Colossians was written by Paul to the church in Colossae, and the purpose is to share with believers that we have all we need in Christ. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, NIV. We interact with people from the spiritual realm. That means that my actions are in love and they are fair and just. This doesn't mean I don't have boundaries and that everyone deserves access. It means that my actions are above reproach, even when theirs aren't. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14, NIV. Good and evil are a part of this world. God sees everything. The book of James was written by James, Jesus' brother, to Jewish Christians living in Gentile communities outside of Judea. The purpose is to expose hypocritical practices and to teach how Christians should live. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, NIV. However, for Christians, we go into all experiences knowing that God is in control of everything. And if he is allowing a thing to happen, it is coming to teach us, mature us, and to purify our lives. Our faith leads us on a personal development journey where God begins to mold and shape our character and our personhood.